appreciate God. Lift up your hands and appreciate Him. Thank you. unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. Somebody say God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. So all the anointings, all the great things Abraham did, Abraham was operating with the revelation of God Almighty. He didn't know Jehovah. Jacob didn't know Jehovah. Isaac didn't know Jehovah. But you know Jehovah. I say you know Jehovah. My name Jehovah didn't appear to them. I kept that secret for your tongue. And because of this revelation that today, Jehovah is working for you. No man shall stop you. No force can limit your destiny. What was he doing? Why did he say this? Look at verse 5. He said, and I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage. The Lord has heard you already. May the Lord hear you today. That situation that be like a bondage in your life, God has heard you. I say, God has finally heard you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I have remembered my covenant. That's why I told you, you have to have a covenant with God. Your area of need, have a covenant with God. If you have a situation of financial harassment, have a covenant of tithing. If you have a situation that area that's troubling your life, have a covenant with God. Strike covenant. The covenant turns that situation to something else, because God will intervene for you. He said, wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Somebody say amen. And I will lead you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. That is the workings of the rod. The workings of the rod. Great judgments. You know, there are some people who will not, until you bring them down, you cannot go up. Hello? That's how you pray. When you pray, God takes your prayers. They are mixed up with censer from the throne of God and cast back into earth as voices, as thunders, as earthquakes. Why? Voices, because somebody has to speak for you. Somebody will speak for you. I said, somebody will speak for someone today. If you are the one said, this is my season, somebody will mention my case for my victory. Hallelujah. Is somebody happy about that? I'm saying that somebody will mention your name for good. Voices speaking better things by the blood of the Lamb. Voices. And some come as thunders. Now those that come as thunders, they need to strike those who are sustaining, who have been attacking your destiny. Your prayer comes back as thunder. Thundering. Hallelujah. Thundering. Look at it there. Good studio. The God is scripture. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and cast into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightning. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thunder is to strike anyone that is warring against your destiny. So people have sworn that over their dead body will you make it. Therefore, thunder strike them. In the name of Jesus Christ. And you can see lightning. The lightnings make a way. Light. Light. You know, if you've seen, if you live in a village, like me, I was a villager. When the lightning makes, you will just see, you will see far. Because, no, we don't normally have light. So only our light was lightning. So when they came to visit during the rain, to your pyah, we'll just see the whole road. Wow, that is our light. Praise God. Lightning will show you the way. But you know, as it shows you the way, it cuts down any opposition on your way. The lightning power cuts down trees, dries them in a moment of time. Anyone harassing your destiny will go down for you. This season, you are a God to your world, and no evil shall come near you. You believe it? Shout hallelujah. Somebody clap for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, before we go further in that direction, I want to share a quick word with you. And this word is very important because we're in our breakthrough summit. And the summit is ending today. And this is the last teaching on the summit. And our prophetic direction for the month is manifestations of the rod of God. It's not